Yeah, I wish I had more time with some of these members of Congress. But, with, you know, you look at this pile of things to talk about, whether it's the USMCA, border security. We didn't even talk to Congressman Heising about that. You look at what's going on with the hostilities developing with Iran. And you've got concerns about China coming in with drones now. You probably heard that story a little bit. We'll try to get to it. China using drones to gather information about you and I and share it back with the mothership, the home country, communist China. So you've got all of these things going on. And it's difficult to get through all of it. It is. I mean, I've got a pile of things here. You know, Donald Trump at his big rally in Scranton, in Pennsylvania, yesterday, taking on Scranton-born Biden, said he deserted you. Justin Amash, like we're talking about, has now invited at least a couple of primary challenges. That could be a problem because if you have too many primary challenges, Amash could sneak through and continue to pretend to be a Republican. Attorney General William Barr said, I felt the rules were being changed to hurt Trump. That's an interesting headline. Attorney General William Barr saying that his handling of the Mueller report and its aftermath is rooted in a desire to defend the power of the executive branch, not this president, but the executive branch, so that it doesn't become an errand boy for Congress. And he quoted the Wall Street Journal. He was in El Salvador here a couple of days ago, was the attorney general. And he said to the Wall Street Journal during an interview, I felt the rules were being changed to hurt Trump, and I thought it was damaging for the presidency over the long haul. Not this president per se, but the presidency itself. At every grave juncture, the presidency has done what it is supposed to do, which is to provide leadership and direction. If you destroy the presidency and make it an errand boy for Congress, we're going to be a much weaker and much more divided nation, said Barr. And he said, you know, that as far as the contempt deal, he called that his contempt, that is, part of the usual political circus that's being played out, and it doesn't surprise me. I think William Barr, one of the two best selections by this president to work in this administration, the other being Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State. Two terrific selections, I believe, that have done very well for this president, have done very well for this nation, and I've, as far as I can tell, maybe the two best picks. Nikki Haley might be number three on that list when I consider the people that this president has appointed to his cabinet. But I think the big problem, going back to the Democrats running for president, one after another, why is it? I had this discussion last night with Esquire Bob, a friend of mine, the liberal attorney. Esquire Bob and I talked on the phone last night about why is it that there isn't a single Democrat. There isn't a single Democrat in the race, and the official number is what? Is it 23? Is it 24? Whatever it is, a couple of dozen Democrats running for president of the United States, and not one of these people running for president can stand up and say, I do not support late-term third trimester abortions. How is that? Look at these folks. There are two dozen people, some you've heard of, many you haven't, because there's so many of them, I don't even know who some of these folks are. Doesn't matter. The fact is, no matter how many of these folks you ask, what about a third trimester abortion? And not one of them can say the very easy thing, I don't support that. If one of them did it, it would make them the breakout Democrat of 2020. If just one stood up and said, I am the breakout Democrat, I cannot support the barbaric notion of a third trimester late-term abortion. The latest to fold. The latest to fold, Little Mayor Pete, Pete Buttigieg of South Bend, Indiana, the little mayor who wants you to know that he's gay because somehow that's relevant to running the country. Mayor Pete, unable to answer this question, just the I want you to hear it because he's just the latest example. It's bite number five on Fox News. Go.
Because there's been a lot of focus this week about the states that have voted to restrict women's rights. But there's also been a movement in the other direction. New York State also this year passed a new law which significantly increases a woman's right to accept to an abortion. It used to be the exception was after, I think it's 24 weeks, to protect the life of a woman. Now the new law is to protect the health of a woman, which is a much more lenient standard. And I guess the question is, do you believe at any point in pregnancy, whether it's at 6 weeks or 8 weeks or 24 weeks or whenever, that there should be any limit on a woman's right to have an abortion.
You know, I think the dialogue has got so caught up on where you draw the line that we've gotten away from the fundamental question of who gets to draw the line. And I trust women to draw the line when it's their own.
I trust women to draw. Listen to me. I had this discussion on social media here over the last 48 hours as well, and I had a liberal woman try to tell me that a C-section was an abortion, which, of course, is ludicrous. We're not arguing about whether babies are delivered C-section or vaginally. That's not really the discussion. I think you're missing the point of what an abortion really is to people and why we're so incensed about it. Seems to be missing that kind of important point. And so you look at this and you say to yourself, how is it that European nations, the cutoff is at about 12 weeks, 55% of Americans believe that a heartbeat bill is appropriate. If you can hear the heartbeat of the fetus of the infant, that's the cutoff point. 55% of Americans find that to be okay. So I can assure you that by the time you get to 12 weeks, the vast majority of Americans would be perfectly okay with that is where you draw the line. And newsflash, Democrats, any Democrat, if you did the same, said, listen, I'm okay with matching the European model. I'm okay saying I do not support third trimester abortions. You, ma'am, or you, sir, will set yourself apart from the field and you could have a real impact because those that are Democrats and Catholic and people of faith would flock to you potentially. I'm just telling you, straight up. Not a safe place, not a safe space. No, this is where we have real conversations. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.